USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"It was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in."
President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is."
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
More now on the impeachment inquiry. Republicans responding, and Nancy Pelosi tangles with a reporter. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the Speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"It was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in."
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing," exclamation point.
The CDC releasing new information saying 48 people have died in the U.S. of lung injuries related to vaping. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg confronts the issue of gun control. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
"One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?"
And Buick says it's ending production of the Regal sedan and the Tourex wagon in 2020. The Regal nameplate's been around for more than 40 years, but the carmaker says buyers prefer to purchase sport utility vehicles these days, and demand for the Regal fell by double digits for the first time through the first 9 months of this year. The Tourex wagon sold better than many thought, but they say it can't maintain a large enough market to justify future production. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.